Hello and welcome to episode 4 in the Learning to Code in HTML. In the previous episode, we wrote our first web page, which I've got in front of me at the moment, which has our head section, our body section, and the heading tag and the paragraph tag with a nice line break in there to separate out the lines a little bit. In this episode, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into some fancier tags, and we're going to start off by using a list, basically, because there are two types of list, and well, I just feel it's a great place to start. So I'm going to insert a nice new line there below our last line, so I'm just above the closing body tag at the moment. If you want to open up a new document and quickly fill out the doctype HTML, the HTML, the head section and the body bit, that's fine. Me personally, I'm just using the page we made before. So as I said before, there are two types of list: bulleted lists and numbered lists. And these have two types of tag, as it were. Let's start off with a bulleted list. Now, the tag to start a bulleted list is less than UL greater than. And I'm going to teach you a little bit of a trick to remember these by. I don't know if this is what they actually stand for, but this is how I remember these. UL stands for unordered list. And within our unordered list, we have list elements. So for the purposes of this example, I'm going to create a list of fruit. And you enclose each item in that list with a less than LI greater than tag. And LI stands for list item. So we have UL, which is unordered list, and then LI, list item, and I'm going to put apple. And then less than slash LI greater than to close out that tag. And if we want another element under that, we just add another less LI greater than, bananas, less than slash LI greater than. I'm going to end my list there, so I'm just going to put a less than slash UL greater than, closing the unordered list. You can do what's called list nesting, which is where you have one list inside the other, which we'll do right now. In fact, let's create a new list, and this time we're going to use the other form. So as you probably guessed by now, the bulleted list is unordered, so the numbered list is an ordered list and is therefore less than OL greater than. And same thing as before, for list items you do less than LI greater than, and I'm going to do what shall I do there? Countries this time. Obviously, England right there at the top. And we close that with a less than slash LI greater than. Then we'll open a new list element and put, pick a country, any country. Let's do France. There we have it. Now we're going to, or I'm going to put an unordered list inside that. And the way you do that, as discussed above, is with the less than UL greater than. I'm only going to put one item in here. I'm just going to put carrots, because why not? We can close that out with slash UL, and then we close the main list with less than slash OL greater than. That's lists. If you want to save that now, we can then pull that up in the web browser, and we should, providing all has gone correctly, have two lists and an extra bulleted list inside that secondary list there. And we await the loading of the web browser. As discussed in episode 3, my computer is a little bit slow this morning. There we are. And if we scroll down, yep, we have our first bulleted list, and then followed by a numbered list with a bulleted list inside that. Now, this is all pretty kind of shoveled together. There's nothing to really divide this up. So I'm going to now cover a tag which I use quite a lot to divide up my content. And you will see it actually divides up the tutorial page you're now on if you are listening to these tutorials on the website. And this is called the HR tag, and it stands for horizontal rule. And it basically just creates a straight line across the page that divides it up quite nice into sections. And as you may have guessed, this is a less than HR tag. The HR tag is rather like the BR tag, which you remember makes a new line break, break. BR break, that's how I remember it. And the HR tag, the horizontal rule, is much similar to that in that you can either write less than HR space slash greater, or less than HR greater than. So we're just going to write less than HR greater than, and I've put that between the two lists to nicely load, sort of divide that up as it were. And I'm going to put another one at the bottom there. And yeah, you can load that up if you want, check out how that looks. I'm just going to move straight on because I know how it looks. And we're going to talk about the last thing that we're going to cover in these tutorials, which is how to make a table. I don't use tables that often, I've got to admit, but they're useful to know. And I'm just going to cover the very basics here. As you know, a table is divided into columns and rows. And how we do that in HTML is by writing each row. And each row is surrounded by a TR tag, which stands, I presume, for table row. That's how I remember it. But first of all, we obviously need to define our table. And we do this with a less than table greater than. Then for our first row, as it's a table row, we do less than TR greater than. And there are two elements one can use here, TH or TD. Now, I prefer personally, at the top, at the very first row, I prefer to use TH, and then from then on I use TD. And this is because TH defines almost like headings. It gives the table columns headings. So if I was to create a table, what should I create a table for? Let's do, our first column we're going to say name, and then our second column we're going to call gender. And the way I've done this, I've put less than th greater than name, less than slash th greater than, then a space, then less than th greater than gender, less than slash th greater than. You can put those on separate lines if you want, the browser doesn't particularly care. It's just how I like to format things. Visually, it looks quite nice and brings it all in line. And we obviously need to close out that first table row with a less than slash tr greater than. Now we move on to our second row. And again, we use the less than tr greater than to indicate this. And this time we use td instead of th. And in here, I'm just going to put my name, Nathan, and then male again. So here we have less than td greater than some stuff, less than slash td greater than space, less than td greater than some more stuff, less than slash td greater than. Again, close that table row out with a slash tr, less than slash tr, and then I'm going to just close the table there with a less than slash table greater than. That is a table. And if you load it up in your browser, you will have a nice table. And it's very important, in my opinion, to use the TH at the top of your table, because for screen reader users, from what I've noticed at least, when you use the TH tag at the top, if you're, let's say you have a table that contains 15,000 rows for whatever reason, when a screen reader user is on row 500, they don't have to keep jumping back to the top to check what the heading is, because as they arrow across the lines and such, it announces gender and then male rather than just column 2. That's about it for this episode. However, there are, as I said in the previous one, a lot of elements that you can go through available at the W3 Schools website. Highly recommend them. They do give fantastic examples and brilliant explanations for you to play around with. Sometimes they give a little bit too much information, but that's okay. As long as you can break that down to the essentials, have a read through the examples, have a play around with it and see what you come up with. Thank you for listening. Our next episode, we're going to cover the image and the link tags, and we're also going to talk about giving attributes to certain elements. So this has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. Thank you for listening. See you in episode 5.